joining me here now is Gary Ward. Gary, you look at today's game. Harriers enjoying their best spell. They concede another one before half time. It must have been a strange dressing room to go into at half time, given the way the side had performed.
Yeah, I thought in the first half, not too many chances, but I thought we was, as you said, you know, well in the game and probably the better of the two teams, possession wise and stuff. But that old cliche that goals change games, and to go and find yourself 2-0 down, was, I'm sure, you know, the lads was disappointed, obviously. But I thought the manner in not just the fight back, the way we played in the second half, and the energy and the good football and the quality, two very good goals, and just a little bit unfortunate, I suppose, if you're critical. You know, we've got to defend better, certainly for the first goal.
You look at it as well, the fact that having fought back to 2-2, and we've got to say that both goals that Harry has scored, the free kick from Adam Dawson was sublime. It had the keeper well beaten, and good to see, only on for a minute. And if he's going to perform like that as an impact player every minute, or even get in a longer run, the Harriers fans are going to be delighted with him.
Yeah, I mean, you spoke about two good players who can make things happen, and that's what they did. I thought Dawson overall, he gave the lad a torrid time that balls was coming into the box, not just the free kick. Gaz Singh's goal was typical of what we see in him, you know, and we need to keep encouraging him. Obviously, like a lot of the lads, he's new to this level, but I think we've shown we've got enough about us in the two games that, like I keep saying, it will enable us to be competitive this season. But I think what we did see tonight, if you take Calvin Langmead, his aerial prowess and his experience out to the back four, it is a problem, as well as Jordan did and Nathaniel Rowe Turner. You're going to miss people like Calvin, and I'd have thought he would have been a presence tonight, which maybe would have made the difference in the game.
He had to take Reece Deitch off as well at half-time. Was it a hamstring injury? How bad is it? Or is it just a niggle?
Yeah, Reece is a little bit tight. I mean, if you look at him this season, the amount of running he's doing, then, he is going to cramp up and probably be a bit tight around the muscles. But hopefully, he didn't want to take any risks with him and, he made the change. But I thought the lads, he couldn't fault him. As I say, just a bit of naivety with the defending, and as we know, Steve, this is a tough league and you're going to get punished, but plenty over the two games to see that we've got more than a bit about us.
Certainly, and even taking into account the goal 7 minutes from time, it was a class finish, really, from a player who'd been missing for the majority of the game.
Yeah, I think that's the difference, that you'll get in the last third. Obviously, that's the business area of the game, and the lads made a good run. I thought Jordan Tonycliffe was outstanding again tonight, and he's just got the bit of a nudge on Jordan, where, again, experience, but hey, let's be upbeat, I think. It's a long way back. I thought we probably very, very unfortunate not to get at least a point, and let's take the positives out of it, and very encouraged what we've seen over the two games so far.
Well, so you've got to take that into Guise, haven't you? And again, I suppose it's what the lads haven't got to worry about, isn't it? It's about, the first two games we still haven't won a game. That will come. That could well come this Saturday. But they've got to play with the same sort of spirit, same sort of belief that you and Mark have instilled into them, and they'll get their rewards.
Yeah, and I think what's good at the moment, you can see the lads who have come to this level have got no fear. Some good performances tonight, as I say, and just a little bit unfortunate that we've gone in. It's a funny old game. I look at Saturday and we should have probably come in at two down at half time, but tonight, we didn't deserve that, and we was two down. But the manner, I thought, with the way we set out tonight and just the actual energy and style of play, I do feel sorry for the lads. I thought they deserved something out of it, but like I say, it's a tough old league and it can be cruel at times.
It's a long way back home as well tonight now, isn't it?
Certainly is. Got to get back before we can get to Guiseley, yes?
Gary, thanks very much.
Thank you.